The Lord be with you. Do you find it difficult to make plans these days? Difficult to make plans for school or for work, for going on trips? Difficult even to make plans for church? Difficult to make plans for visiting family? I sure am finding it difficult to make even the simplest plans, what with all the uncertainty of the coronavirus. I mean, I remember all the big plans I was making. I mean, has it really been only 2 months ago? I mean, the big plans I was making when the lockdown came, and wow, so much for the best laid plans of mice and men. And I kept thinking of Woody Allen saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. I don't think God laughs about you and me having plans. I say that because over and over again in the Bible, it talks about making plans as a good thing. As God created us in his image, God gave us good minds to think with, to make wise choices, to come up with good plans for the future. So if God does laugh when we tell him about our plans, I think he laughs only because he knows that you and I, we can't see the future. We can't even see tomorrow. I want to reflect for a few moments about making plans, not in a way that would make God laugh, but making plans in a way that would make God smile. I'm looking at the book of Proverbs today, and what a great book it is about living wisely, a book about making wise choices, about making wise plans that would make God smile. Here it is, Proverbs 19:21, that says, "The human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established." This tells us that it's not a bad thing for you and me to have plans. As God created us in his image, we are made rational beings who can think, we can reflect, we can consult, we can make decisions and plan. The human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. There's a human part and a divine part to making plans. The human part, it says that the human mind devises many plans. Solomon did. I mean, he was one of the greatest administrators, one of the greatest builders of the ancient world. Solomon made a lot of plans. But then there is the divine side. It is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. The human side, the God side, it is the Lord who is actually going to decide how the plans that you and I make turn out. It is God who decides where our plans are going to lead. And I say to that, thank God. Now, alongside Proverbs 19:21, there's another verse that I want to lay out for you, another proverb that helps me a lot in going about making plans today. It's Proverbs 16, verse 3. "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." It's an interesting word here that is translated as commit. It is the Hebrew word goal, which means to roll onto. It has the idea of rolling a burden from off of your back onto someone else's. That's the word picture. Commit, roll your way, roll the whole course of your life, roll your work unto the Lord, trust in him, and your plans will be established. There's the human side, there's the divine side. The human side is that the burden that we're feeling about making plans, the burden that we're feeling about our work, we commit, we roll that onto God, and all the burden of what it feels like, we roll that onto God, and it says that your plans will be established. And I find that takes away the pressure. That takes away the burden of planning and doing our work. As God says, your plans will be established as we roll unto him the course of our life. And right here in one verse is the grand mystery of providence and human choice working together. You make your plans, you go about your work, committing it all to the Lord, resting it in his hands, and he says, your plans will be established. Now, I'm keeping these two verses before me as I'm making plans for the ministry, for my work, for my family. I find these two verses, they take away the burden, the anxiety about the future and how things might turn out in the new normal. The human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. Commit your way to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Another seal is I've talked about a way of praying that I'm doing a lot these days. As I make plans for the future, the way of praying is called palms down, palms up. And I invite you right now, if you would join with me in praying with the palms of our hands turned downward. Loving Father, with my hands turned downward, I am by that gesture letting go into your loving and faithful hands my plans. I don't know what the future holds, but I know that you hold the future. So I let go, I commit, I roll the burden off of my back onto your back. I roll there the whole course of my life, the whole course of my future, knowing your good purpose for me will be established. And now with palms up, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to receive from you your hand, your blessing, your direction for the future. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler on the Pilgrim Way. Thanks for listening. Until next time.